Hello and welcome to the Tasty Brew Music Podcast. I'm Diana Lynn. After a 45-plus year career in corporate America, I took a huge U-turn and became a volunteer DJ on 90.1 FM KKFI Kansas City Community Radio. Since 2010, I've been the host, programmer, and engineer of the weekly Americana Roots music radio show, The Tasty Brew. With this podcast, I share conversations with artists and industry insiders with the goal of educating and entertaining the listening audience. I strive to give a voice to the music makers and their supporters who are underserved or even ignored by mainstream corporate media. It's always lovely to welcome Montreal's Genevieve Rossette back to the KKFI studios whenever she can make it to Kansas City. This visit was facilitated by Genevieve's attendance at the 2024 Folk Alliance International Conference. Please excuse some background construction noise that may be discernible while she and I are having our conversation. Both the street in front of our station and the building itself is under some serious reconstruction to accommodate a streetcar line extension and new tenants. As a woman in the music industry, Genevieve prioritizes surrounding herself with like-minded women-identifying individuals, taking pride in the fact over 80% of her team consists of women-identifying musicians and industry members. She has showcased at prestigious music events such as Folk Alliance, Folk Music Ontario, Americana Fest, Canadian Music Week, and more. Her fourth record, Golden, is set to be released this fall. Next up in the Folk Alliance 2024 takeover, Arizona's Remy Good, a trained classical guitarist and choral singer turned alternative folk pop singer-songwriter. When she first decided to put her voice and guitar together and write original music, she quickly developed a style that highlights her careful classical sensibilities, pure vocal quality, and the distinctive sound of a nylon string guitar. With an affinity for small arrangements and modest production, Remy's highest priority is lyricism. She writes with blunt honesty and introspection, searching for the root of the dynamics within a relationship or a deeper understanding of her own self-conception. Although Remy's analysis of herself and others is often unforgiving, her songs always contain a qualifying aspect of emotional ambiguity, an expression of both grief and acceptance at having to navigate a world that is not black or white. Enjoy these conversations and performances in Episode 1 of the Folk Alliance 2024 Takeover of the Tasty Brew Music Podcast. And good morning, everyone. It is time for the Folk Alliance International Takeover of the Tasty Brew. And this is Genevieve Rossette from Montreal, Canada.
There's something about the way you see me, like no one ever has before. You make me nervous and uneasy, but I still want more. You text me when you have been drinking, and it's a quarter after two. I know I should be sleeping, but I'll stay awake. Maybe you want me, maybe you don't. Maybe we will, maybe we won't. I don't know how long I can bear to be your maybe. Just a maybe. How come every time you're near me, there's a static in the room? I wonder if I'm going crazy. Tell me if you feel it too. Maybe you want me, maybe you don't. can bear to be your maybe. Just a maybe. Just a song on loop we keep replaying. I can't go my whole life saying maybe you want me, maybe you don't, maybe we will, maybe we won't. I don't know how long I can bear. Your maybe, just a maybe.
That sounded really, really good in my headphones, Genevieve.
Oh, thank you.
Genevieve is a repeat offender to the Tasty Brew, and when she comes down from Montreal, we always try to make sure that we can coincide with the time that she can come in here and play live for you, and she is in Kansas City attending Folk Alliance. You had an official showcase last year, but this year, private showcases only. What's the vibe this year compared to past years, you'd say?
So much more relaxed, honestly.
Really?
I love the official showcase, obviously. It's very cool. I had one last year and the year before. And we, like, you know, last year brought the whole gang. Like, my band was there and my management. It was awesome, but it was also exhausting. This year seems a little bit more relaxed. Like, I have six private showcases. And, you know, on Wednesday I had no showcases and I was just, like, going to see shows. And I was like, this is fun.
Yeah. I would think that the getting ready for the official showcase, I mean, it's a lot of prep for essentially a 45-minute show or 40
minutes. It's like 30 minutes. 30 minutes. And you literally have 5 minutes to set up. That's the stressful part. Like, there's no sound check, you know. It's line check. It's plug and play pretty much. So that's always a little stressful.
Well, hopefully they've got sound engineers that, given that's the case.
Oh, yeah, they're great.
That within the first 30 seconds of the first song, they can make the adjustments that are necessary.
Yeah, they're great. I've never had any problems like that. It's just, it's a me thing, you know. It's like, oh, is it going to sound okay? Am I going to hear myself?
Yeah, I was at your official showcase last year. It was lovely.
Thank you.
I'm glad it's more, I think it's, you know, this is my 10th one.
Cool.
And so they're all different for me. The last 2 years I've been so focused as a presenter, you know, that I can't really focus so as much on the music as I would like to.
Yeah, your room is cool. I haven't been yet, but I remember last year I came around and it was fun.
Yeah, it's very cool. She is speaking of the Heartland Song Network private showcase room, and KKFI is one of our sponsors.
Awesome.
For that room, as well as Pete and Julie Walker Brown, who are very well known to take KKFI, and we're halfway through. I'm managing the room tonight, and tomorrow night is all Ensemble Iberica, again with Bo Blitzu and his crew from around the world. So I'm glad you made the trip, and I'm glad you're here, and I'm glad that you're enjoying it. We love Folk Alliance here at KKFI, and I love this time of year.
Yeah.
And I'm very thankful and reflective at this time of year of how many relationships that I've been able to establish and nurture and maintain over the years because of that.
It definitely feels like a little bit like a family reunion Like,
well, the song that we heard, the name and a little bit of backstory on it.
The song that I played first is an older song. Older. It's a couple of years old. It's called Maybe. It was on my record Satellite that came out in 2022. I often start off my shows with that song just because I've sang it so much and I'm like comfortable in it just to ease in.
Yeah. It's 10 o'clock a.m. is not generally, I'm sure, your showtime. So.
No, not generally. And also, like, I went to bed at like 3, woke up at 8, so, you know, it's not a lot of sleep, but I'm still here. My voice is doing okay so far.
It sounds really good. So what do you do to take care of your voice at a conference like this? Is it all about the hydration?
Yeah, I was going to say it's hydration, and especially, like, the climate here versus Montreal, I feel like everything is drier here. Like, my skin is dry, my throat is dry, so I'm making a point to drink a lot of water. Yeah. I don't drink alcohol at all, which definitely helps with that.
I don't either.
As tired, I'm not hungover.
Yeah.
Just try and sleep. You know, I'm going to take a nap this afternoon just drink water.
And they've announced that Folk Alliance is returning to Montreal next year. So it goes to Canada every 6 years, and next year is the year, and it's going to your hometown.
Oh, my gosh, it's been 6 years already?
We've had 5 years here with the one intervening all...
In New Orleans, right?
Well, we've had the one that was virtual because of COVID.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, that was all online. So, yeah, that counted as one of the 5 years. So
Wow.
Yeah, 2025 will be...
5 years.
5 years. Yeah. Or it will have been the 6 years since it's been here. So... let's do another tune, because I can't have you come all the way from Montreal and not get as much music as we can for our listeners.
All right. I'm going to play... I just released this song a couple of weeks ago. It's the first single off my fourth record. The record will be coming out on October 18th. And it's a song called Same Old Me. I actually premiered that song last year at Folk Alliance. And so it's kind of cool to come back, and it's out now, kind of full circle moment. It's a song about the destructiveness of insecurities.
This is Geneviève Rossette.
I wish I was more easygoing, not so uptight, more fun, less boring. I wanna go out without worrying about everything. Did I sound stupid? Did I stutter? Maybe my English could be better. I wanna speak without my voice echoing back at me. I always thought it would magically happen one day, but nothing has changed, and there's 32 candles on my cake. So can you tell me, how long's it gonna be? A brand new year with the same old me. How many times on Friday evenings have I changed my outfit before leaving? I wanna wear what I like without feeling insecure. I look at my friends and see perfection, but I still avoid my own reflection. I wanna sit down without hiding my stomach with my purse. I always thought it would magically happen one day, but nothing has changed, and there's 32 candles on my cake. So can you tell me, how long's it gonna be? The same old me. Is everyone playing a game? Does anyone else feel the same? 'Cause I always thought it would magically happen one day, but nothing has changed, and I keep adding candles on my cake. So can you tell me, how long's it gonna be? A brand new year with the same old me. same old me. The same old me.
Just beautiful. But who amongst us ladies has not wanted to hide her tummy with her purse?
Yeah, or a cushion or something.
Or something.
Yeah.
Or a box of groceries.
Yeah,
you know,
anything you,
know,
you have.
Well, you know, as someone obviously now who has 40 years on you,
yeah,
it gets better.
Okay.
Not, it really does.
That's good to hear, because I've heard the opposite, too. I've had this woman who was around your age who came to me at my show like last year, and she said, I still feel like that.
Yeah.
And I was like, dang.
Well, I'm not saying it completely goes away. I mean, I do look in the mirror sometimes and go, what the H happened?
Yeah. I feel like I'm 33 now.
Yeah.
And I feel like I've always been a pretty like self-conscious person, and I feel like my 30s are the year where it's slowly going to go away.
Yeah.
I feel better about everything.
Well, it's a marathon, not a sprint, and if you are given the privilege of living a long life, that's I'm really coming into that. I mean, it took me till I was about 70 to come to that realization, but it's a lovely, it's one of my favorite decades ever.
Awesome.
It is awesome.
Can't wait to get there.
I wish I had a little bit more energy and that kind of stuff.
You know, are still killing it. Like, you're staying up all night at Folk Alliance.
Well, you know why? Because I'm hanging out with 33-year-old women.
Yes.
Let's see. So I wanted to ask you, just are you planning to play Santois?
I could. I'm tuned up for that, yeah.
Well, I was going to say, you know, we wanted to take this break so that you could retune.
Yeah.
I thought I would play the recorded version.
Oh, yeah, do that. Let's do that, yeah.
So that you would
and I'll
have
tune
the
up,
opportunity
tune
to do
tune up
that.
In a different tuning, yeah, so that we can play more songs.
Yeah, let's do that. So
whatever you want.
If you're just tuning in, my name is Diana Lynn. This is the Tasty Brew Music Radio Show, and we're doing a special 3-hour edition that includes the Mid-Coast Live time slot from noon to 1. And I've got a cadre of artists from around the world, actually, that will be coming in over the next 3 hours to play for you live in the studio. And Genevieve Rossette from Montreal, Canada, is our first guest. And she has private showcases at Folk Alliance this week. And we're going to be right back with more live music from her. But this is one of my favorites of Genevieve's. It's called Santois.
J'ouvre les paupières, il ne fait plus jamais soleil. Je fonce dans un mur de pierre et je recommence la veille. Sans toi, qui pourrait revenir? C'est un présent sans avenir. Une vie contre nature. Un jet de sel sur ma blessure. Je murmure ton prénom dans mes oublis, mes tentations. Je me déçois d'un jour à l'autre, loin des baisers à moi la faute. Crois-moi. Insensé. je les oublie dès qu'ils s'en vont. Je les déçois l'un après l'autre, aucun baiser ne vaut les nôtres. Crois-moi.
Thank you for humoring me and letting me play that tune. I've mentioned from time to time that I took 5 years of high school French or whatever.
Oui?
50 years ago, and I always was able to read it better than speak it because we just didn't practice enough, you know, conversationally to get proficient at it at all. So, anywho. Thank you for indulging me. Are we all tuned up and ready to go?
Yes.
What would you like to play for us live next? This is Geneviève Rossette.
I would like to play, I told you before that I don't drink. I've been sober for 7 years, and it's definitely ups and downs. And conferences like Folk Alliance sometimes are difficult, but also easy in a way. Like, I will stumble upon people in the hall at 3 a.m., and they're pretty drunk, and I look at them, I'm like, I'm so glad I don't drink, you know?
Yeah. I mean, you don't want to be judgmental about it.
No, but it's like,
especially
it just
if
reminds
you've been there,
me,
done that kind of thing.
Yeah, it just reminds me of, you know, oh, this is what we look like when we're drunk. or smell like, or, you know, look like, sound like.
Act
and,
like.
So, yeah, I wrote this song about my sobriety and how, to me, it's, I feel everything all the time, and I feel a lot. I'm an artist, and I feel like, you know, with sobriety, you don't have that numbness. You don't have anything to protect you from your emotions. It's face-to-face all the time with everything you're feeling. And so I wrote this next one about that. It's called Times Two.
Holding on for dear life to a Diet Coke with a lime, smiling so wide when really I'm dying inside. Hearing I've never looked better when I've never felt worse. Who knew that me getting sober would feel a little more like a curse? Too nice to say what I think, so I sit back and sip on my drink. Minus the alcohol, it doesn't add up why I came here at all. Just to feel everything times two, and I've had none, 'cause I can't stop at one. Nah, 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 nah. Once I was the life of the party, yeah, believe it or not. Friends with just about anybody, I'd always buy the shots. Crowd favorite, wine wasted, crazy to think that was me. Too nice to say what I think, so I sit back and sip on my drink. Minus the alcohol, it doesn't add up why I came here at all. Just to feel everything times two, and I've had none, 'cause I can't stop at one. Nah, nah. To numb out the hurt that I'm sitting in right now. Sometimes I forget why I quit, 'cause a moment's like this. 'Cause I'm too nice to say what I think.
doesn't add up. Why I came here at all just to feel everything times two, and I've had none. Yeah, feeling everything but numb, 'cause I can't stop at one. Nah, nah, nah.
Can't stop at one. I can stop at two. but one is hard. My name is Diane Ellen. This is The Tasty Brew, and this has been our first artist in our FAI takeover. We got three songs in plus a recorded one, and this is just like it is at Folk Alliance, folks. We're going to do like 20 to 25 minute sets, and we'll do a changer. We're going to have our next artist. Coming up next is Remy Good from Arizona. Genevieve, what's the best way for folks to get in touch with you, access your music?
Anywhere you use the internet, I will be. Whether it's Facebook, Instagram, Spotify, YouTube. My website has everything, all the information on there.
And it's Genevieve Racette.
Yeah, R-A-C-E-T-T-E.
And where are you playing tonight? Do you have a showcase tonight?
I do. I have three showcases tonight.
Oh, my goodness.
It's my big night. In the Show Americana room, in the Jastic Management room, and in the Black Oak Artists room. So it's all friends, and it's gonna be a good one. I kept my good outfit for tonight.
I got to get to that Black Oak Artists room.
That's, it's so cozy and beautiful.
Yeah, yeah.
Love these guys.
Well, thank you so much for taking time out of your sleep cycle to come in here.
Thank you for having
share
me.
It. My next guest in the studio is it Remy?
Remy,
from Arizona, and she's going to play live for us, and we'll have a little chat. This is Remy Good.
feels like a breakup. I didn't mind, but now you're driving.
Yeah.
Thank you for soldiering through on that. So you're here for Folk Alliance.
Yeah.
Did you have an official showcase or a private showcase?
We didn't have an official one, but we got our full bill of private ones. So yeah, we've got a few tonight and tomorrow too.
I was talking to Genevieve right before you, and she had official showcases 2 years prior to this, mm-hmm. and just private showcases this time. I shouldn't say just, but she's a lot less stressed this year.
Yeah.
So is this your first time?
This is our first time.
Yeah, I don't know that you'd want the stress of an official showcase on top of everything else on your first.
Yeah, it's a good thing.
Yeah.
Yesterday we didn't have any playing to do, and it was kind of nice to just take it in.
Yeah, it's a lot.
Yeah,
it's a lot to take in. I mean, it's my 10th one, and I'm still acclimated to what mm-hmm. it's like. How about you, Gabe? What do you think?
Well, yeah, like Remy said, yesterday was nice. We're like school kids. We loved school and note taking and stuff. So it was nice to feel like we're
taking classes.
You know,
learning some stuff.
I noticed in the process of curating the two private showcases that I'm doing, lots of first timers this year. Lots and lots.
And I know 70% or some very high number.
Yeah. Which is, I mean, it's a good thing. It means that there's the pipeline is full,
right?
You know, as it were. Tell us about the song we just heard.
That one is a song that I wrote called "Don't Drive Me Home," and I actually wrote it kind of about Gabe and our relationship, or our relationship pre-relationship when we were like second guessing everything. But yeah, it's that one's kind of important to me. It's going to be on this album that we've been working on for quite some time. It's changed a lot, like what's going to be on it and what exactly it's all about. But we're kind of in the like end zone of finishing it, and that song's going to be on there. I thought for a while the album would be titled the same as that song, but I'm not sure anymore.
What an advantage that you have, though, to be able to process these things mm-hmm. through song. I mean, I think as a fan and someone who is a, you know, an active listener and consumer, I look to you guys to help me process these things that I can't. You know what I mean? I couldn't write a song if you literally put a gun to my head. So thank you so much for being of service to those, such as myself. So what's the scene like where you're from? Do you tour at all, or is that an aspiration to do that if you're not touring already?
Yeah, we definitely want to tour more. We toured kind of for the first time, like stuff that we put together last year in 2023. We were living in Phoenix, which is where we went to school at Arizona State. Just before we moved to Nashville about 5 months ago. So
you're actually
very
living
fresh.
In Nashville now.
We're in Nashville now. But I wouldn't say we, like...
We're not from Nashville.
Yeah.
We're from...
Who is, really?
Yeah. Very
I haven't met anybody. Yeah. And I used to spend a lot of time in Nashville. Nobody's from there. Really.
Yeah. It's kind of hard to find them. Yeah. Yeah. I feel like they're upset about all us new people. But...
Did you have a particular goal with this Folk Alliance? As a first-timer, did you just want to see what came? Or, I mean, having six showcases is an achievement, really.
Yeah, yeah. I think we wanted to just kind of try and get in front of the faces of some people and meet some artist friends. We don't have, like, a super, like, ulterior motive or, like, certain team member we're trying to get. I feel like we're still just so at the beginning of, like, finding those people and even having a product to, like,
kind of sell them on.
Well,
you know?
it'll help you. I mean, even if you had a plan, you probably would throw it out the window within the first 15 minutes of arriving.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
So we're tuned up and retuned, I should say. What would you like to play for us next?
We're going to play a song called Return to Sender, which is kind of a left turn from like everything else I've ever written. But it's fun, so we'll do that one. Okay.
Love the way the two guitars sound together. It's very, very lovely.
Thanks.
Lovely mix. Thanks. Are you guys classically trained? What's the education look like?
Yeah, we are classically trained.
Gabe and I. Nylon strings and fingernails and all that stuff.
Nylon strings, fingernails. Yeah. Gabe and I actually grew up with the same guitar teacher, classical guitar teacher, in Tucson, Arizona, where we're both from. And I started with him when I was like 7, and Gabe started with him when he was 3, which is ridiculous. I don't know how 3-year-olds play guitar, but he
not
managed.
A lot got done the first couple of years. There's a lot of banging on the guitar. And
I see video like sometime of a 3-year-old playing a piano. I go, how?
I know
is
some
that
of them
possible?
Are prodigies. But no.
I wasn't like that. I was just hitting it and, you know.
Carrying it around as you're, like, soothing.
Doing
item.
Crazy stuff, like that type of stuff, you know.
Yeah. Well, I tried to learn the ukulele a couple of years. I mean, I've never played an instrument.
Yeah.
Because I get too discouraged too quickly, and I give up.
I feel
and
that,
so
yeah.
I thought, I'm going to learn to play an instrument before I leave this planet. So I got a ukulele, and I started practicing, and I think it's the F chord.
Mm.
I could not make my fingers do the F chord. So, of course, I got discouraged. right
yeah.
away and,
yeah.
and kind of quit. Well, I hope you come back and that this has been a good experience for you at Folk Alliance.
Yeah, totally.
From what I understand last night, they're now, it's going to Montreal
mm-hmm.
next year. Every 6 years, I guess, it goes to Canada.
Yeah.
But I hope that you had a good experience here. We had lovely weather, which
yeah,
is usually
so nice.
Not the case in February in Kansas
yeah,
City,
great.
Just so you know.
Sunny.
Just so you know.
Yeah.
I like to get at least one more song from you live before we transition to the next folks. What are you going to do right after you leave Kansas City and Folk Alliance? What's the next thing?
What is the next thing?
Besides probably sleep for a week and,
yeah.
and hydrate.
Rest. We have some friends visiting us from Phoenix, which we're excited about.
Yeah.
We are just kind of like full steam ahead with this record that we've
yeah.
been working on. It's finished recording, but we have all of the post kind of stuff to do for it.
Did you record it in Nashville?
We've recorded some of it. Gabe is like the audio mm-hmm. guy. We do everything together on that stuff. So he has a room studio mm-hmm. in our place. So we record stuff there. We've recorded stuff in his various
rooms.
Bedrooms throughout.
Well, that's
his
great that you
apartments.
Can do that, though.
Yeah.
You know, 10 or 15 years ago, that was an option that was available to very few artists, and
yeah,
especially
it's
kind of
so
got a huge kickstart with the pandemic when nobody could
mm-hmm.
do anything, and there's this
yes,
quick
yeah.
learning curve on software and hardware.
Oh, yeah.
So that
yeah.
you could not only record, but stream and do all that.
Yeah, it's easy to learn. I mean, you're all self-taught. It's like teaching
yeah.
yourself stuff
yeah.
from...
Yeah, YouTube and the internet and
yeah.
getting
Which
some advice
really
from
cool.
people who know what they're talking about when you can, but...
I mean, that's one of the things that social media is good for.
Mm-hmm.
If you've got a question or whatever, you just put it out in your little hive. You
yeah.
know, I need this, or has anybody else tried this, and why isn't this working kind of thing? And man, people just jump on, and generally, by the end of the day, you can have it... Figure it out.
Yeah.
You know, what
people
you need
like
to do
help.
Next.
Definitely.
Do you like the recording process? Is that?
I have a love-hate relationship
yeah.
with
yeah.
the recording process. I love having recordings and like having the product and like kind of designing them and the like creative parts
yeah.
that go into making what it's going to be. But that actual recording sessions are really hard for me.
Yeah.
Just because I don't know, perfectionism, I second guess. Like, it's the thing about recordings is that it's kind of, it's committing to one option.
It's amazing what they can do,
yeah.
though, to correct some things or,
oh, yeah, yeah.
You know, to enhance them things. But I
yeah.
just, it's probably just like Taylor Swift says about jet lag. It's a choice whether you have jet
yeah,
lag.
Yeah, I heard her say that at the Super Bowl.
It's a choice whether you yeah. hate the recording process or whatever. Because
yeah.
you've got
yeah.
it's something that you're going to have to do so that folks like me, you know, thousands of miles away or hundreds of miles away
right.
can find where you are and put you out there on this 100,000-watt blowtorch of creative insanity that is community radio in Kansas
yeah.
City.
Yeah.
Let's do one more
one
song
more, yeah.
live and give out your contact information again.
For sure.
And let us know where you're playing tonight. If you got some showcases tonight?
Yeah, we do.
Yes. Let me pull that up.
Should we play first before we get into those details?
Why don't you... Let's do that. I want to make sure we get the song in
okay.
and we'll sign off with where you're playing tonight.
Okay,
and,
cool.
Yeah.
This one is called Typecast. This is the only song that we played that is actually out on streaming and all that stuff. It's actually just a version that Gabe and I recorded, the two of us, like a kind of one take thing. And this song is kind of about the idea of like feeling typecast in your relationships, like you kind of always play the same role in different relationships in your life. And then like acutely, it's kind of about my college roommate who I felt that way with, but I think it's more about me than about her. Letters and we hand deliver. We read between the lines
doesn't do us any favors. 'Cause I've been working overtime, I've been wasting my breath. If I had learned my lesson, I would have said less. Can't keep giving all and getting half. I have to change my heart if I want to last. I'm losing my mind 'cause I'm playing the same role. At least I've learned my lines. I'm typecast. I'm typecast. Gave you my letter of resignation yesterday. Haven't breathed the same since then. I think it's time I move on. You've got the story wrong. If you can't take the blame, you'll just stay the same. But you think you've won, can't keep giving all and giving half. I have to change heart if I wanna last without losing my mind. 'Cause I keep playing the same role. Now I know my lines. I'm typecast. I'm typecast. I'm typecast. I'm typecast in this life, but this time I won't wait for my turn. Won't give you time. Lesson learned, but I'll soften my heart.
Remy Good from Nashville, Tennessee. She's got some private showcases tonight. She is in town, as are all my guests are today, for Folk Alliance 2024 that's happening right now. We're kind of halfway through it right now. So I'm about halfway through this show and halfway through Folk Alliance. So it's, I think I'm going to make it. You got your schedule there?
Tonight we're playing at 11:45 p.m. in the House of Pancakes show. We have a set there, and then, with the after midnight thing, it's really hard to tell when things are. Also tonight, but 12:30 a.m., we're playing in the Oklahoma Storyteller Showcase Room, and then we've got three the next day, Saturday night at Roots and Resophonics, Saturday night at Hoosier Roots, and then early Sunday morning, Saturday night at Whiskey Mash Bluegrass.
Oh, that's always a good time. That's yeah. That's a crazy one.
1:45. I think that's our latest one.
Yeah. For those of you that are attending Folk Alliance or have access to the schedule through their app, all of this information, you can search Remy by her artist name and also by the presenter's name of the room, and it'll come up with their full schedule. Yeah. Thanks again for coming in.